This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Kevin Williamson recently asked a good question. Are we at war? At first glance, the answer seems simple. The U.S. is not at war with Russia. We haven't declared war on Russia, even if we are indirectly involved in providing military hardware. But consider the fact that few Americans thought we were at war with radical Islam until the attack on 9/11. These radical Muslim leaders were at war with us, even as our leaders in the country dismiss some of the earlier attacks on our military. Kevin Williamson argues that the United States is a belligerent if Vladimir Putin says the United States is a belligerent. That is a sobering thought. Putin can make up a pretext to attack the U.S. or NATO and justify whatever action he feels is necessary. As I mentioned in a previous commentary, his next attack might be a cyber attack. The Biden administration apparently backed down from sending MiG-29 fighter jets from Poland to Ukraine because they would first be sent to Ramstein Air Base in Germany. They feared this might look like the U.S. and NATO were carrying out a military operation against Russian forces in Ukraine. Kevin Williamson said the MiG fiasco underlined the Biden administration's predictable fecklessness and disorganization. America needed a Keystone pipeline, but instead we got the Keystone Cops. The administration also hopes that fighting will stay in Ukraine, but it will only stay there if Putin believes that it is in his interest to keep it there and might move his troops to other countries rather than stay tied down in a quagmire in Ukraine. We may not think we're at war with Russia, but Vladimir Putin may not see it that way. We should be prepared. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.